Staying Connected, newsletter of the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library, issue 71, summer 2018. Welcome to the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library's newsletter, Staying Connected. This is our summer 2018 issue, recorded here at the State Library, and my name is Joel Henderson. And now, on to the news. The simple answer is BARD. Have you ever waited a long time for a book in the middle of a series? Do you like rereading a particular series every so often? Are you going on vacation and need some extra reading but don't have much space? Do you want what you want when you want it? Need a book for more than 6 weeks? BARD is a great answer to all of these situations. For those users new to Talking Books, BARD is our download-on-demand option that provides users 24/7 access to every book and magazine available from our library. No wait lists, no due dates, no expiring files, no mailing. You can download books to a flash drive and play them on our player, or download them directly to a mobile device using the BARD mobile app. If you feel hesitant to try BARD, let us reassure you. BARD is totally free. There are no fees or costs of any kind. If you don't feel tech savvy enough, a trusted friend or family member is more than welcome to help you. Downloading books does not disqualify you from still getting books through the mail. You can do both, testing BARD out slowly. And BARD Express for PCs is a great tool that simplifies the computer download process and provides enhanced search features. Create a BARD account today for instant access to 80,000 plus books and magazines. Visit our website for more information. Behind the scenes, automatic selection. Many of you, our users, receive books by a method we call automatic selection, or auto-select for short. A significant majority of users are served this way, and we thought you'd enjoy a behind-the-scenes look at how auto-select works. Since we serve over 5,000 users with a staff of just 7 people, we rely heavily on an automated system to manage the circulation of books, a process that includes the selection of what books to send to which users. Each user's account has preferences coded into it, so the computer can cross-reference what is on the shelves with what a user likes, and from there it makes random selections when a user is ready to receive more books. Your preferences can be updated by contacting our helpful staff. One cool thing about AutoSelect is it will track what books it has already sent to you so it doesn't send out duplicates. However, if you're the type of user that likes to read the same authors over and over again, you may want to call us every so often to have us reset your reading records so AutoSelect can resend you your favorites. The AutoSelect system obeys a set limit for each account, meaning the system will keep sending you books until you reach your limit. Then it will wait for your returned books to arrive back at our library before sending new ones. New books are mailed out on a one-for-one basis. You can adjust your limit up or down to meet your needs by contacting our helpful staff. There are several factors that can impact the amount of time it takes to get new books. The biggest and most common factor is the United States Postal Service. Mail delivery going both ways can fluctuate and is not always consistent, especially around holidays. On average, we mail out around 1,500 books each day, once a day. Any user who is served by AutoSelect is still welcome to request specific books, and the system will make every effort to send out requested books before it reverts to making selections for you. However, in the event that all the books you have requested have waitlists, AutoSelect will still send you books in the meantime. As with all computer systems, AutoSelect does have some limitations. The one most often encountered is it does not know to send books in series order. If a book matches your preferences, it will select it for you, regardless of where it lands in a series. We can manually tell the system to send you a specific series in order, but it will not follow that rule on its own. AutoSelect has been working this way since we switched to a computer system back in the 1990s. It has gained some small feature changes since then, but the basic system remains the same. As always, if you would like to make changes to your account, please feel free to contact our helpful staff. New website is almost here! It's been a year since we first announced the State Library's plan to update our website, and now the new and improved website is almost ready to go live. The timeline puts the switch in mid-September, after the new website has been put through an accessibility quality assurance test. As mentioned before, the new website is much more task-orientated, making it easier for people to do the most common things people come to our website to do. Website redirects will be in place, so if you have any old pages bookmarked, you will be sent to the new comparable page. These redirects are only temporary, however, so please update any bookmarks you have when the new website goes live. We here at Talking Books are very excited for this change, and we hope you are too. The new website is an all-around improvement, with a much more modern look and feel, and enhanced user-friendly functionality. Staff updates. Talking Books has had quite a few staffing changes since our last newsletter. Crystal Grimes, one of our circulation technicians, has been promoted to Customer Service Coordinator. She will be the voice you now hear most frequently when you call our front desk, and she will be working with our librarian Elka Bruton to improve user retention and engagement. New to Talking Books is Jennifer Graves, who started April 30th as our circulation and volunteer coordinator. Jennifer comes to us from the Tigard School District, where she oversaw 5 school libraries. She likes painting, watching scary movies, traveling near the ocean, and hanging out with her Alaskan Malamute Taz. Next month, she is visiting the San Diego Zoo to see her all-time favorite animal, the giant panda. Some authors she has been enjoying recently are Leanne Moriarty, Gillian Flynn, Megan Miranda, Paula Hawkins, and Sherry LaPena. Her favorite book is Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier, DB48914. Crystal's promotion means we have had an open circulation technician position for several months. Thankfully, we have completed the recruitment process to fill this position, and we will be welcoming another new staff person, Maddie, at the end of August. Once she joins us, we'll finally be fully staffed again. Be sure to check our winter newsletter for an introduction to Maddie. The recruitment process for the next state librarian is still ongoing. The governor's office is currently reviewing a list of nominees, and the goal is to have the final candidate in place for a Senate confirmation hearing in February. Customer Satisfaction Survey Thank You. We here at Talking Books would like to say thank you to everyone who provided feedback to us this year for our customer satisfaction survey. In total, we received 487 responses, 97 from calls, 178 in print, and 212 online. Each year, we review your responses in order to determine what matters most to our users and how to best use our resources. This year, a majority of your feedback and suggestions could be distilled into the following themes: speed, customer service, and improved online presence. Thankfully, we are already in the process of developing new service models that will address the first two themes, And as mentioned before, our new website will be launching in less than a month. Your feedback really does make a difference. And while we may not be able to make every change that is recommended, we are committed to being a creative and innovative library for our users. We are genuinely touched by your support and encouragement. Your positive ratings and the kind words interspersed throughout your responses mean as much to us as we hope our books mean to you. Thank you. Join the Irene Price Society today. In the early 1990s, Thomas Price of Grants Pass left a large portion of his estate to Talking Books. His bequest was made in memory of his wife, Irene, who enjoyed Talking Books throughout her lifetime. His bequest made it possible to establish the Talking Books Endowment Fund and the Irene Price Society. Today, the endowment fund has grown to over $2.5 million, thanks to many individuals who include Talking Books in their estate planning. The endowment fund ensures the ability of future generations to enjoy Talking Books and other accessible library services for Oregonians with print impairments. If you have plans to name Talking Books in your will, let us know and we will make you a member of the Irene Price Society. We also send each new member a gift in honor of their pledge. This gift is our way of saying thank you on behalf of future generations who will benefit from Talking Books. Our Fund Development Officer, Eric Pepler, can answer any questions you might have. You can contact him directly at 503-378-5014 or via email at talkingbooks.donations@state.or.us. Reminders. Please, please, please check your books before returning them. Make sure they are in the correct container, the number on the book cartridge and container match, and that the book cartridge is in the container before it goes in the mail. If you are returning your player, please let us know why. There is a return service form in the box the player was mailed in, or you can include your own note or call us. We won't know, you may need a new one or want to close your account unless you tell us. If you are sending back a loose book cartridge without its container, please include a note with your name or the name on the account so we know who is returning it. Without a name, we don't know which account to check the book in from. Talking Books closures. Talking Books will be closed on the following holidays: September 3rd for Labor Day, November 12th for Veterans Day, November 22nd and 23rd for Thanksgiving, December 25th for Christmas Day, and January 1st for New Year's Day. Remember that holidays create mail delays for both incoming and outgoing books. Be sure to get any book requests in several days ahead of these dates to improve the chance of receiving those books before holidays. This newsletter is available in large print, audio, braille, or on our website at www.ortalkingbooks.org. Contact Talking Books if you would like to change the format you currently receive. Any mention of products and services in Staying Connected is for information only and does not imply endorsement.